Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
It's another very cold morning, isn't it? Temperatures are as low as minus 5 in some areas. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is with me on the line now. So Alan, what is the outlook? Because there are only so many pairs of socks that we can put on.
Yes, indeed. It is a bitterly cold day. It's going to stay cold right through and up till Friday evening, really. And some areas today will really struggle to get above 0 degrees or even 1 or 2 degrees at the most. So there'll be very little thaw today. Very hard frost again tonight. Very little thaw tomorrow and very hard frost again tomorrow night. So it is going to stay bitterly cold. Most areas will be dry. But there has been snow showers. I'm getting photos of snow coming from many parts of the north and northwest, Sligo, Mayo, Donegal, Leitrim. So there has been snow showers and there will be more snow showers later on through today and tomorrow as well. But they are really in the north and the northwest. Mm-hmm. Most areas staying dry.
You've been keeping an eye on where has seen the coldest conditions overnight and this morning.
Yes, so the coldest early spot was in Abbeyfield on the Kerry-Limerick border, but actually Mount Dillon dropped to minus 6.5 degrees later this morning at 9:30. So many areas actually had temperatures above zero early in the night, but the colder air moved back in and the clear skies meant temperatures dropped. So down to minus 6.5 degrees this morning in Roscommon.
So then you were saying that we're not going to see these conditions changing before Friday, and then what happens?
Well, then it's going to be a dramatic change. So if you don't like the cold, there's good news. But if you don't like the wind and the rain, it's bad news, because we're going to move into a very unsettled spell of weather with some very wet and windy weather coming. Potential for a nasty storm to come close to Ireland on Sunday. Now, the exact track of that is a little bit uncertain yet, but some of the weather models are showing some very strong gusts and some very heavy rain, especially on Sunday, and staying unsettled into Monday and Tuesday with the risk of more low pressure systems coming towards us, especially on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You see, we're really feeling this cold snap because we've had a fairly mild winter, haven't we, up to this point?
Oh, we've had an exceptionally mild winter. I mean, we had one kind of brief cold snap in December, but December overall was very mild, and it was obviously, you know, had come on back of a very mild autumn. So it has been exceptionally mild. So this cold spell is a real kind of a shock to people. And you know, most people are happy enough that it's cold and crisp and dry, and there is some fog around, and there will be more fog, but there is some nice blue skies also. But I think the cost of the heating is probably the biggest issue that most people are complaining to me about.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll only be for a short spell, because it's likely then that when we look back at this winter, it'll go down as a mild one overall.
Well, you see, the meteorological season of winter is December, January and February. So we're only actually halfway through the meteorological season of winter, because February is still winter, although that's not what most people learned in school in Ireland and what they think.
It'll still feel
and
like winter.
The weather models are showing a chance that high pressure could return to the north of us later at the end of the month and the start of February. So we could see another cold spell yet. But certainly the first half, even with this cold spell, the first half will go down as mild. But what the second half has in store, it'll start off mild, but we may well return to colder weather.
Alan, good to talk to you as always. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather. Let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.